This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Friday, October 7th, 2016. I'm Michael Lungi, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. When the Patriots gathered for their final practice of the week on Friday morning, reporters noticed that another new face was missing from the field in quarterback Jacoby Brissett. The rookie quarterback had been a limited participant in practice on both Wednesday and Thursday, and a report from the Boston Globe's Jim McBride on Friday morning said that Brissett missed practice to undergo surgery on his injured right thumb. WEEI.com's Mike Petralia added to the report later, saying that sources told him that the Patriots were waiting for Tom Brady's return and for Jimmy Garoppolo to be healthy enough before the team went ahead with Brissett's procedure. The surgery also opened the door for the Patriots to send Brissett to injured reserve, which the team did around 3 p.m. on Friday, and Brissett will be eligible to return to the team after at least 8 weeks. The move will now allow New England to activate both Brady and defensive end Rob Ninkovich for Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns if they choose to do so. The Patriots had already opened up a roster spot earlier this week with the release of tight end Clay Harbor. In other practice news, offensive tackle Marcus Cannon returned to the field after missing Thursday's section, while defensive tackle Vincent Valentine, running back Brandon Bolden, and linebacker Shay McClellan all missed their third straight practice. Running back LeGarrette Blount, tight end Rob Gronkowski, wide receiver Julian Edelman, and linebacker Dont'a Hightower are all expected to play on Sunday after being limited in practice all week. Patriots fans were initially nervous when they saw Edelman's name added to the injury report after Thursday's practice, but the receiver appeared to participate without any restriction during Friday's session. With the game plan installed and everything squared away for the weekend, Patriots coach Bill Belichick finally addressed the Tom Brady return, at least in a way. When asked about whether Brady has been affected in practice due to his long absence, Belichick said, quote, "I've coached for a long time in this league. I've seen a lot of players miss practice time for whatever reasons are, injuries, contract holdouts, suspensions, etc. I would just say in general it's hard for a player who's not playing football to practice playing football. I don't care how many times you run around the track. I don't care how many sit-ups you do. If that's the best way to do it, to just not do anything for 4 weeks and go do push-ups, I think then maybe that's what we'd do. But honestly, I don't think that's the right way to go. That's just my opinion," end quote. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots will take on the Cleveland Browns at 1 p.m. on Sunday afternoon at First Energy Stadium in Cleveland. Be sure to tune into the CLNS Radio New England Patriots post-game show immediately following the game for the latest coverage and analysis. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Lungi for Patriots Newsfeed.